Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, would you open in your Bibles tonight to Proverbs chapter 4. We've been speaking on Friday nights on the subject of the wisdom of God. And I got really excited this afternoon because I saw something that God, why the Lord led us to do it, not all of it, but a portion of why He led us to do it and what's going on. It's exciting. God has heard our prayer and is answering our prayers. You'll see more what I'm talking about as we go on. But God is so good to us. Hallelujah. Proverbs 4, are you there? Verse 5, Proverbs 4, verse 5. What's the first word?
Get.
Get wisdom. What is get? Is it an action word?
Yes, it is.
If somebody says get it, do you just sit on the couch? And get it? Huh? If somebody hollers from the kitchen, come and get it. Huh? What do? You just lay on the sofa and go, I believe I get it. I believe I get it. Nah, you get up and you go and you lay hold and appropriate and get it. What do you say get? Get your wisdom. Get your understanding. Don't forget it. Don't decline from the words of my mouth, he said. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve you. What will preserve you?
Wisdom.
Wisdom. Love her, and she shall keep you. What will keep you?
Wisdom.
Wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Is wisdom a main thing? Is it an important thing?
Yes.
Very important. Therefore, what? Because it's so vital, get wisdom. And with all your getting, get understanding. What's the recurring thought here?
Get it.
Get it. So are we waiting on God?
No.
No. You know, the Lord couldn't tell us get it if He hadn't given it to us yet.
Right?
We'd be waiting on Him until He gave it. Then we could get it. Now, that's true concerning so many things. So many folks, you know, there are people in the world believe they're waiting on God to save them. Well, if God, you know, some God's predestined to be saved and some He's predestined not to. And if God sees fit, are they really waiting on Him to save them? No, Jesus already paid the price. He's already took our sins. He's the Savior of all the world. So what's really the holdup? He's waiting on them to come get it, right? Come receive your forgiveness and your cleansing. Come receive, be born again, not waiting on God. And the same thing is true about healing and being filled with the Spirit and our prosperity and our wisdom. We're not just to sit and say, well, Lord, we're waiting on you. I hope one of these days you'll give me some wisdom. No, it's given to us. We're to lay hold of it. And how would you get any of these things? You get it by faith, which means you don't wait till you feel wise. And you don't wait till you look wise. And everybody's saying, whoo, you wise. No, you believe you receive the wisdom of God and that He's leading you into more wisdom when you've done some dumb stuff. And you get up from the third mistake and you go, I don't care. None of these things move me. Jesus has been made unto me wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. And I have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
And the Spirit of the Lord's on me, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding and counsel and might. And He makes me of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You got to talk like that when it doesn't look like that and doesn't feel like that in every area. And that's one big way how you get your wisdom and your understanding. Well, we've gone over a number of things. We've talked about how that you've got to desire wisdom. The Bible says wisdom is crying out in the streets. come here, simpleton, and let me help you out. And we read later in the same book of Proverbs that we have to lift up our voice and hunger and desire and cry after wisdom. We saw James told us, any of you lack wisdom, ask for it. Ask for it, but he said, not wavering, you got to ask in faith, believing that you receive, like we just got through talking about. We saw where you've got to watch your mouth is a big part of growing and developing in wisdom. If you talk how dumb you are and how you're losing your memory and how the older you get, you can't remember anything, your words are against God's words for you.
Amen.
Did you hear me? And you're dulling your own self. There's absolutely no reason for you to get duller as you get older. Now, you know, your body's not going to be, if you're 80 years old, your body's not going to be like it was when it's 18. You can still have health, but you are to be quicker and brighter and sharper with more wisdom in the inner man than you ever were. Because though the outward man is growing older and decaying, the inward man does not grow older. It is being renewed day by day. Are you with me now? The older you get, the more brilliant you're supposed to be. I wish everybody believed that tonight. Like I said, you might not be able to run a race when you're 80 like you did when you're 18 because your body's growing older. But inside you're supposed to be stronger mentally. Stronger spiritually. Did you hear me? See, your mind is not a part of your physical being. I said, well, yeah, Brother Keith, the brain. The brain is not the mind. If your brain was surgically removed, you'd still have your mind. You'd still be you. Now, apart from a miracle, you couldn't express yourself in this physical realm, but you'd still be you. How many remember what Jesus told about the rich man and Lazarus? Remember that? Lazarus died, and he was carried to Abraham's bosom. The rich man died, and he lifted up his eyes in hell. Now, at this point, both men's bodies are buried somewhere on the earth. Is that right? But now we see after the funerals, Lazarus says to Abraham, would you let the rich man calls to Abraham, would you let Lazarus come over and bring some water? And Abraham says to him, son, remember in your lifetime. They're remembering things in their life. Their mind, their feelings, their soul are intact. They're not somebody else. They didn't turn into somebody else. Are you with me? No. I'm just saying your mind is not a part of your physical being, so why should age affect your mind? See, the devil has sold people a bill of goods, and what they do is they start talking like the world around about them, and, well, I'm getting old now, and I can't remember anything, and your words, if you believe it and you say it, it begins to happen in you. And the expectations begin to drop. Are y'all with me now?
Yes, sir.
I said, well, now, Brother Keith, you just wait. You just wait. And you see, when you get older, no, no, no. I've had aunts who were 103 and could sit down without a piece of paper and rattle off the family tree from generations back. I worked with a man. 20-some years, called Kenneth Hagin. And at 85 years of age, he'd begin to quote, you know, that 30 years and 40 years ago, a certain date was on a Tuesday. And describe things. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? No. See, this is a bunch of junk that as you get older, you fade mentally. It's a lie. Don't believe it. The inward man is renewed day by day. And in my spirit, I'm just getting stronger and better and sharper. Right? And that will never stop. Long as I live, and then when I get out of here, I really take off. You too? That's what I thought. So wisdom is to be a progressive thing in us, to just get stronger and stronger, more knowledge of God, more understanding, more wisdom every month, every year, as long as we live. We ought to be worth more to the body of Christ the older we get. Worth more. Don't you let the devil sell you that you just get old and you'll be a liability. You're supposed to be a treasure. Who am I preaching to? You're supposed to be a treasure. You're supposed to be more and more valuable to your family, your friends, your church, your God. The older you get. Why? Because you're wiser, have more understanding, have more knowledge. And it's one thing the enemy tries to do, people who are growing in God, he tries to take them out prematurely before they can pass this on to the next generation. Because if each generation starts over from scratch, you don't progress. But each new generation is supposed to build on what the previous generation has found and learned. And the elders, how many know the New Testament says the elders are to teach the younger? Is that how you're supposed to pass on what God has shown me and what I've learned by walking with God? And then you just take off from there and step up, and each generation is supposed to go up higher. Well, make up your mind. You're going to get your wisdom. You're going to get your understanding. You're going to walk in it. You're going to pass it on, right? So we talked about that, and we've been talking the last couple of weeks about how that if you walk with wise men, you'll be wise yourself. But if you hang out with fools, you'll get a fool's payday. You'll be destroyed, is what the scripture said. And we went into some detail about how God, having said this, and this is the way he operates, he sets up connections and relationships for you with people that are wiser than you. And you're supposed to learn and glean. And if you do, you walk with wise men and godly people and women, men and women, you will grow and become wiser and more godly yourself. The devil knows this, so he's out to separate you from the people God would have you join to.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, An Excellent Spirit, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602I. That's R1602I, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.